Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of working with potatoes brings us to my Monterey sausage poutine. What a poutine now is in the Canadian-French Quarter of Canada. What it is actually almost like fries that are topped with gravy and a little bit of cheese. So in my opinion, it's one of the coolest snacks you can ever eat. But also there's more gourmet style ways that we can actually fix these dishes. So let's get started. The very first thing we're going to be doing is with one sweet potato, we're going to dice it into sticks. Now the best way to dice a sweet potato into sticks, it's very, very simple. We're going to cut it right down the middle, long ways. Once it's cut right down the middle, then we'll go ahead and we'll cut it in half. We'll make it and we'll cut the tip off too. We don't want any oblong looking pieces. Unless you mind, then you know what? You can have them. That's okay. But I want to have these as uniform as possible. Once we do that, we're going to turn it over flat. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to run it down on the side. 1, 2, 3, 4. You should get almost at least 5 beautiful sticks. Now, what these are called are steak fries. These are not necessarily fried, you know, fries, especially on the California Fresh Kitchen. We want to keep showing you guys how to cook healthy. Once you got your potatoes all nice and fabricated the way they're supposed to be, go ahead and throw those in the oven. We're going to throw those in the oven at 400 degrees, and we're going to watch them. And it's going to take about a good 45 minutes, seasoned to top with salt and pepper. If you want to put a little bit of garlic, granulated garlic on there, that's fine, but you don't have to. Next thing we're going to do in a pan is we're going to add our 4 Monterey sausage companies. Sicilian sausages. Master sausage maker Joe Lucido out of beautiful Fresno, California sells these sausages all over the state of California. Therefore, we will include them into our recipe. I'm going to go ahead and add 2 tablespoons of oil to that as well. I'm going to allow that to cook for about a good 8 to 10 minutes in the pan on a medium heat. Once I see the sausages starting to come to a close here, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to kill the heat on low or medium. And we're going to go ahead and turn that up on high because we want to put some good lock-in color on those sausages. We're going to take our sausages out. We're going to put them into the oven with the potatoes while they're cooking. And we're going to go ahead and add in 2 cups of beef stock and 1/2 cup of red wine. Let that come down. And this is going to be a gravy, but it's going to be a very thin style gravy. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to also add in a little bit of slurry. And I'm going to add in about a tablespoon of slurry to this mixture. And you will immediately get a beautiful gravy. We're going to top with Parmesan cheese. So what you're going to have is potato, sausages, Parmesan cheese, and this is an amazing dinner dish you could make if you really want to be creative with the family. You could take them all the way to the French Quarter in beautiful Canada. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.aghtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet.